السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ان الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا ونبينا ومطاعنا وسندنا وقدوتنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وبلغ الرسالة. اللهم اخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم والجهل إلى أنوار العلم والمعرفات، ومن وحول الشهوات إلى جنات القربات. أحسن وقوفنا بين يديك ولا تخزنا في الدنيا ولا يوم العرض عليك، وهب لنا عملا صالحا نفوز به لديك، وصلى الله وسلم على عين الرحمة وينبوع الحكمة وآية الرسالة ونور الأبصار والبصائر محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، beloved brothers and elders, it is my dua, since we have come very close to a blessed month, not only blessed month, but a great month, a month of opportunities, it is my dua that we make it. It is my dua that Allah also accepts from us. But today, I want us to approach it differently. I want us to approach it differently. Everybody knows what the purpose of fasting is. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Naam. You know, some ulama beautifully explained taqwa. That taqwa means that Allah should find you where He instructed you to be. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi says that from the rahmah of Allah upon His servants is that He has made His times and places known. No ambiguity in Islam. When it is time to pray, you know where to find yourself. When and where. Now, month of Ramadan comes, so the times and places, now there's no ambiguity there. It is the rahmah of Allah. If it was on us that we have to find them, we would have battled. However, Allah makes it easy for us. Now, so this kind of approach, like I said, that we all know the maqsad. We all know the maqsad. But the aim is to prepare us, for what? For the life after the month of Ramadan. How are we going to conduct ourselves? Our outlook towards life. Now, what will our view be? Have you ever set such goals for yourselves in the month of Ramadan that I need to see things with the eye of the Quran or the light of the Quran? Let me rephrase. And say, I want to have a Quranic worldview. When events occur, I do not get, or let me say, not corrupt questions will arise or will come to mind. Nah? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whatever difficulty has befallen, it is from Allah. And what comes after that? وَمِنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. Whoever believes in Allah, Allah will guide his heart. Guide his heart towards what? Guiding your heart to make reaching the right conclusions. Honestly, we are dutiful servants. We have to acknowledge this. In the month of Ramadan, I'm not saying we shouldn't encourage people because they are already doing. But in the month of Ramadan, it's like people are on autopilot. Nobody gets pushed to do things. Everybody gets into that mode and mood of earning rewards of Allah. Sah? Huh. Now this kind of approach that I'm talking about is the approach of taking this aspect to consideration, that whatever we are going to, not only in the month of Ramadan, from the time let's say from the time we became mukallaf, that our actions are recorded. We all know that, right? Recorded for what purpose? For what purpose are they recorded? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Nam, he says, وَالسَّمَاءَ وَرَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ. That as for the heavens, Allah lifted them. وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ. What is the link between this? Yeah. You know, people who always look for faults in the Quran, they will say there's inconsistency. Why is he telling us that he has raised the heavens? And then now he has also put al-mizan. Al-mizan for the purposes of justice. The relevance of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not randomly put the heavens. Did not randomly raise the heavens. Allahu alladhi rafa'a as-samawati bighayri amadin tarawnaha. Now, he raised them without pillars that which you see. So the Quran didn't say that there are no pillars. There is a support structure, but it is Nam, a support structure that which you cannot see. So he didn't randomly raise them. In Surah Tabarak, what he says? هَلْ تَرَوْ فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ تَفَاوَتْ. Do you see any instability? Do you see any inconsistency? Nam, if you don't farji' al-basar, cast your lens. Nam, so the same way Allah gave them that structure, in all aspects of our lives also, there will be structure. Now, in At-Tahawi mentions, in fact, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the scale. Yeah, Allah, we're speaking about the mizan, eh? The scale, why? لِإِذْهَارِ عَدْلِهِ. To demonstrate His justice. لِإِذْهَارِ عَدْلِهِ. Eh? Allah does that to demonstrate because we don't have the same knowledge as Allah. Eh? He can do it without being questioned. But because he is not the author of injustice. Rabbi ibn Amir, what did he say? Eh? He said, إِبْدَعَثَنَا اللَّهُ لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادَ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَى عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ وَمِنْ جَوْرِ الْأَدْيَانِ إِلَى عَدْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Allah sent us to deliver people from the servitude of servants to the servitude of the Lord of the servants. وَمِنْ جَوْرِ الْأَدْيَانِ إِلَىٰ عَدْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And from the injustice of all other religions, not only religions, systems. Naam? Without democracy, autocracy, bureaucracy, whatever crassy isms and socialism and what? وَمِنْ جَوْرِ الْأَدْيَانِ إِلَىٰ عَدْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. From the injustice of all these other systems to the just system of Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the mizan, the scale for the day of Qiyamah, لِإِذْهَارِ عَدْلِهِ, so that he may demonstrate, nam, his what? His justice. The arsh itself, Imam Shafi, nam, mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ الْعَرْشَ لِإِذْهَارِ جَلَالِهِ. He created the arsh, he doesn't need the arsh. Eh? He doesn't need the arsh, he created the arsh to demonstrate also his jalal, his majesty. Hmm. So the scale, Nam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put it for justice. Now what is this scale? Lughatan, the scale is what? It's an ally. It's a tool that people use either to weigh the weight of a thing or even its lightness. But shar'an, this mizan is this ala also, and I'm calling it a tool because it's not a figurative one. However, it is a literal one. It is a tangible scale. Now the question will arise. How is it tangible? While our actions are not tangible, we'll come to that. Now, so shar'an, it is a tool which will be used on the day of Qiyamah to weigh our actions. To weigh our actions. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for you to understand this, he says, man batta'a bihi amaluhu, lam yusri' bihi nasabuhu. Fala ansab, wala ahsab, walakin taqwa Allah. Naam? Iman? Naam? And taqwa. He says that anything that has slowed you down or weighed you down for salvation. You know, there are things that weigh you down for salvation. I'll digress a little bit. I like to share this. Wallahi, it touches me. And every time I remind myself this, my Ustad Mulana Suleiman Choksi Sab, he directly asked me this question. He was teaching us the tafsir of this ayah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. Eh? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. That there are people who have taken غيرullah as rivals. And they love them. Nam? As they ought to love Allah. Well, this does not only refer to idols, asnam. No. Your passions, your whims can also be your, you can also take them as your ilah. How? Afara'aita? Man ittakhadha ilahahu hawa. Have you seen? That person who has taken his desires, his opinions, right? Eh? His opinions as, meaning that his life is driven by them, or revolves around that. Eh? Agar main sabaz nahi dekhta ho, to sari cheez sabaz nahi hai. Eh? Agar, eh? Meaning that if it doesn't look green to me, then everything doesn't look green. So there are some people who worship their opinions. So it's not only idols. Naam? Huh? So, there are people who have taken those things as rivals against Allah. Your opinions. So a thing should seem right before you accept it or adhere to it. If it doesn't seem right, you're not ready. It's not, eh? Islam doesn't work like that. Eh? Islam, the bunyan of Islam is a sam'u wa ta'a. Is listening in obedience. Because we have confidence in revelation and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come with. It reminds me of the hadith where he said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. That no, none of you will attain true iman up until your whims, your passions, your opinions also are aligned with what I was brought with. Now can you see that people can take also those things as aliha? Now, so I go back to the ayah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. Ah, so they love them as they ought to love Allah. Before he got to this ayah, he asked me like directly, wallah. He said, Molvi Abdulaziz, tumhara dil kisi cheez ke saath atka hua Allah ke siwa. Is your heart attached to anything else besides Allah? You know why? Agar aisa hai to masla hai. Because if your heart is attached to anything else, there's a big masla. What the Arabs, al-Arab kanu yaquluna qadiman, إِذَا خُلِّطَ عَلَيْكَ الْأَمْرِ فَانْدُرْ إِلَى مَا تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِ نَفْسُكَ. إِذَا خُلِّطَ عَلَيْكَ الْأَمْرِ يَنْ لَا تَدْرِي يَنْ لَا تَسْتَطِيعُ أَنْ تُفَرِّقَ بَيْنَ الصَّحِيحِ وَالنَّامِ فَانْدُرْ إِلَى مَا تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِ نَفْسُكَ فَإِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَا تَهْوِي أَوْ لَا تَقُودُ لَا تَقُودُكَ إِلَّا إِلَى مَا يُعَابُ. So, if you are confused, you are unable to discern what is right and what is not right, look at where your nafs is inclined. Because nafs will always be inclined towards something that will destroy you. So, agar tumhara dil kisi cheez ke saath Allah ke maagi kisi hua, yani atka hua, to bahut bada masla hai. Naam, you have a big issue. Naam. So, we go back to, we were speaking about the scale. We're speaking about the scale, the importance of it. Like I said, you must have the worldview, the Quranic worldview. So this scale that Allah has created for weighing our actions. Naam? The Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says what? That anybody who's, yes, now I remember now. Anybody who's weighed down, naam, eh, from gaining his salvation. His lineage, you know, there are some people who have noble lineage. They are from the royal family and that. Or some of them, maybe if it's not the lineage, is ahsab. You know, the status they have earned through wealth or whatever. If your amal could not make you reach there,
don't ever expect your reputation or your prominence or whatever, your wealth to make you rich there. So what is important, what will make you rich there is a'mal. Hence the importance of weighing a'mal on the day of Qiyamah. When's the importance of weighing a'mal on the day of Qiyamah? Now you understand what I'm saying? That now let's approach Ramadan differently this year. That everything that I'm going to work on or towards, it should be that my a'mal should weigh on the other side. And how? You must give them value. You must give your a'mal value. How do you give them value? The hadith explains. It is not your ahsab, it is not your nasab that will make you rich there, but it will be taqwa of Allah. Naam? Su'ila an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an akthari ma yudkhilu an-nas al-jannah. The Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked, what is the cause or the major cause of people being admitted into Jannah? He said, taqwa Allah wa husnul khuluq. He said, consciousness of Allah and good manners. وَسُئِلْ أَنْ أَكْثَرِ مَا يُدْخِلُ النَّاسَ النَّارِ. And he was asked, what is it that lead a lot of people into the fire of Jahannam? He said, الْفَمُ وَالْفَرَجِ. In fact, the Romans have stuck in, it is a different meaning. الْفَمُ وَالْفَرَجِ. Faraj is different. It means prosperity. Farj is the private part. Now, al-famu wal-faraj, these two things lead people into what? Into destruction, into the fire of Jahannam. We are speaking about the scale. This tongue here, jirmuhu sagirun wa jurmuhu kabirun. Its size is small. But the jurm, the crime caused by this tongue is immense. You may say something that seems light to you. But وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ, in the sight of Allah, that thing is great. And you may do something also of good a'mal, which you underestimate. But in the eyes of Allah, the hadith of Abu Huraira, كَلِمَتَانِ خَفِيفَتَانِ عَلَى اللِّسَانِ نَمْ ثَقِيلَتَانِ فِي الْمِيزَانِ حَبِيبَتَانِ إِلَى الرَّحْمَانِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. See? Words, kalimatani. Now, two words that are light on the tongue, however, carry a lot of weight on the scale. Carry weight on a scale and adhere to Allah. And the words are, سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. Mawlana Alauddin Sab, when teaching this hadith, he said, if one really ponders on this hadith, and you follow every word, automatically you'll say subhanallah. Before you even know what the words are. How is it possible? Two words that are easy to say, but Allah loves them so much, subhanallah. Halaki wahi kalimat, subhanallah. So they carry a lot of weight. Naam? So the mizan again. We're going back to the mizan. This scale that we are talking about. Naam? You must remember that there is a process before these actions are, there's a process before these actions are weighed. In the hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, innama hiya a'malukum, uhsiha lakum, thumma uwaffikum iyaha, faman wajada khayran falyahmadillah, faman wajada ghayra dhalika, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. As for your actions, O my servants, أُحْصِيهَا لَكُمْ. أَحْصَى يُحْصِي, it means what? Naam? It means to enumerate. Not to count, but to enumerate. To count in Arabic is عَدَّ يَعُدُّ. Naam? To enumerate. So Allah says, I enumerate them for you. 100, 200, 2000, or whatever. This is how much you have come with. Itna leke aya Allah ke pas. This is how much you, then they will be weighed. Then Allah says that you'll be compensated accordingly. And if anybody finds good, he should praise Allah. And if anybody finds anything other than that, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. He should blame nobody but himself. It will be so accurate that things that you even forgot, but when you see them, you'll remember. And what the question will be? مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابَ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. You see, أحصاه. What kind of kitab? What kind of book is this? La yughadir, it means that it never left anything, but it enumerated it. It never left anything, but it enumerated it. Now, what is it that it will enumerate? How much time do I have now? 3 minutes. Okay, inshallah. I'll wrap up. What will it enumerate? What does it start with? Is it maybe, does it start with a kilo? With your amal? No. Before I come to this, I promise that I'll explain to you that actions will be tangible on the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. See? No wealth, no children. I would have digressed, but no much time. You know, يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَا يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِهِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يُنْجِيهِ. Allah says, Kalla, ye aisa nahi chalega. That won't be the criteria that day. People will want to bring, in fact, وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Besides the family, they'll want to bring everybody who has ever existed on earth. Kalla, Allah says, hargiz nahi hai. Hargiz nahi. So, it means every action will have significance on that day. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. You see, it doesn't start with a kilo. It starts with what? Dharra. When we're studying mantiq, what they say dharra? جُزْءٌ لَا يَتَجَزَّأ. Dharra. It's such a particle that cannot form other particles. It's the smallest. Anybody, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ, anybody who has done any action equal in size to dharra, like an atom. Some mufassirin say, هي النملة الصفراء. الذرة هي النملة الصفراء. لا ترى. نعم. It is one small insect or ant. That yellow in color, but cannot be seen with the naked eye. Anybody who will come with an action, نعم, equivalent to that, he will see it and he will have to pay for that. Either paid or pay for that. So, every, لا تحقرن من الأعمال شيئا. Do not underestimate any action. The Rasul of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلِيقٍ. Even meeting your brother with a cheerful face, that will profit you on the day of Qiyamah. And that will be the reward. It will be the currency. A'mal will be the currency. Hence they'll be tangible. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. When the 10-month she-camel pregnant, 10-month pregnant she-camel will lose value. No Bugatti, no Lamborghini, no Pagani, nothing. Nam? Ha. Illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. So, the currency on that day will be that person who comes with a sound heart. The currency on that day will be actions, and they'll be tangible and they'll be put on the scale. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last one is that you must make so much effort to save yourself from Jahannam, even if you have to give half of a kajur. Ittaqinnar walau bishiqi tamar. Fear the fire of Jahannam, even if it is half of a date. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us now a different approach now of the month of Ramadan. And to my, a different approach that every split second that I spend, let me make it profitable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah. Shadu la ilaha illa Allah.